Guru was having a meditation, I think it was in 73, around then, way back in 73, before most of you were born, I guess. But we were having a special meditation on the Christ for Christmas, on Christmas Eve, I guess. It was at a church, and Guru had specifically told the photographers, who at that time, I guess, were mainly Sarma and maybe a couple of other people, not to take any photographs, because he was going to enter into a very high consciousness, and he didn't want the photographs, the cameras, to disturb him while he was in that consciousness. And so anyhow, the meditation began, and Guru came out where he had like a white cape kind of around his shoulders, a shawl around his shoulders, and he was meditating very, very profoundly. You know, and Sarma was sitting there, although she was told not to take any pictures, she had her camera by her side. And in those days, she had a Leica camera, which was considered to be relatively silent, but still there was a bit of a click. And so Guru was meditating, and he had a photograph of the Christ right beside him. And it was the same photograph. Now, it wasn't a photograph of Christ, because at that time, of course, they didn't have photographs. But it was the same picture of the Christ that we had up on the shrine for Christmas here. And so he had a larger one of that, and it was on the ground right beside him. And Guru began meditating, and, you know, we all had, I think we either heard or something like that, that Guru was going to enter into the Christ consciousness. Or maybe we didn't know that at all, which is very possible. But anyhow, Guru started meditating and went into a very high consciousness, you know. And Sarma had this camera by her side. And since she was one of the main photographers, she'd taken many beautiful shots of Guru before, she couldn't resist picking it up and saying, well, she has to at least take one shot to record this moment for history, for posterity. So she picked up the camera and she took one shot, and then she saw Guru go into another consciousness and she took a second shot. And, you know, it didn't seem to disturb Guru at all at the time. You know, he just stayed in this really divine consciousness, very sublime, peaceful consciousness. And then, anyhow, afterwards, after she printed the pictures and everything like that, and she presented them to Guru, you know, Guru said to her, I'm so happy that you disobeyed me.